The views expressed in the following show are those of the hosts or hosts only. They do not represent News Talk 96.5 KPL or Town Square Media.
The following program is paid for by Pipe Dream Entertainment.
It's a mad, 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 mad world out there. Dogs and cats living together. Mass pandemonium. So kick back, relax, and calm yourself with this week's episode of Implicit Bias. I'm your host, Kevon Bordelon, and this is another thunderstruck episode of Implicit Bias, which is brought to you in Hour 1 by Piper's Haven. 3916 West Congress, walk-in humidor, cigar-sitting porch, smoking room. Rene Girard has it all. Go find him at Piper's Haven. Tell him Implicit Bias sent you. It really has become a mad world out there this past week. Escalation of war in the Middle East, ex-presidents on trial by family members of people who work for the opposition's campaign, protesters simultaneously shutting down I-94 in Chicago, the Golden Gate Bridge, the Brooklyn Bridge, the entrance to the Tacoma International Airport. It might sound coordinated. I don't know. I'm just telling you, the stuff is almost biblical. Please don't believe me that these things are going on, though. Please don't. I beg of you. Go search, go look, find the articles, and please read for yourself. After all, many of the things that we're seeing, right? Well, seeing them isn't believing. Believing sometimes will be seeing. But in the end, you not only have to know, but you actually have to have faith. After all, it was St. Augustine who observed that even Jesus didn't say, "Believe me." Jesus said, "Believe in me." See, by no means are we saying that we're Jesus or being like Jesus. No, not at all. We, believe me, are not that arrogant, ignorant, or adamant at all. What we are suggesting, though, is this, that when we look to observe what's going on around us, it's less to do with believing what people say, and it's more to do with believing how they act. Much like the book The Last Lecture, which we've referenced on this show, we believe, though, that we should never believe what people say, but only what they do. This is really the best part. If you look at what people have been doing lately, man, it's really, 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 really scary. But, and this is a big old Sir Mix-a-Lot but, if you see all of the bad and believe in all of the bad, which we actually do know is out there, then you also have to believe in the good. See, much like darkness isn't necessarily a thing, really, it's the absence of light. And just like cold really isn't a thing, it's the absence of heat. Evil, bad people, well, they're not really a thing. They're just the absence of good or great people. We do get caught up in the bad, unfortunately. It's really our nature. Our nature is to complain. Our nature is to focus on the negative. See, it's easy to walk away from good. Think about it. How many packages have been delivered which were delivered perfectly, on time, unblemished, or unscathed? If you genuinely answered that question, you'd probably have to answer that you've received too many packages that way to count. Now that we have established that level of performance, think about what happens to us when just one package is late, damaged, or misdelivered. We lose our freaking minds. And that's the point. We focus on the bad because it's really, 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 really easy. Believing in the good, believing that in the end God wins, that is the hard part. That, however, is exactly what we have to do. If we really want to keep going, if we want to have the hope needed to know that God wins, we have to not believe him. We have to believe in him. In other words, we have to love our fellow man and will the good of others simply for the sake of other. That means there has to be a line that we will not cross. When the other side plays dirty, we can't. When the other side breaks the rules, we have to live by them. When the other side lies, cheats, gets vicious, we have to tell the truth, play on the up and up, and respond with firm kindness. It's a long, arduous, sucky process at times to walk that long road carrying the cross of being the good guy, of being the white hat. That's a cross, however, that we should enjoy carrying, because when we do, it's how we know we're on the right side. So believing in him, that's what we do. It's what we love and how ultimately we win, either in this life or the next. So what is next? Next is the crew here of Implicit Bias, continuing our weekly whiskey tastings from New News Markets in Youngsville, Scott, Milton, Maurice. We'll solve the problems of the world over the next hour and 50-ish minutes or so. Next is how you win seats at Summer Supper at Mr. Lester's Steakhouse at Cypress Bayou Casino. Next, well, it's your Implicit Bias.
Shop at New News, a proud sponsor of Implicit Bias on KPEL. New News is dedicated to providing excellent food, excellent drinks, and excellent service. Known for their specialty meats and superb liquor and beer selection, it's all here. Family-run and family-oriented, we know our customers by name and strive to deliver a great shopping experience to every customer every time. New News, now open in Youngsville, Milton, Maurice, and Scott.
Experience Acadiana's most exclusive steakhouse, Mr. Lester's at Cypress Bayou. Make your reservation today. Space is limited.
Back to Cypress Bayou Casino.
Take Highway 90 to the Baldwin exit.
Ailey's Angels is there to offer a helping hand when people suffer the devastating loss of a child. In 2023, that was more than 300 families in the Acadiana area, offering compassionate, peer-to-peer support as well as financial assistance. Ailey's Angels is there to help. If you'd like to help this wonderful charitable organization, consider attending their annual casino night, May 4th in River Ranch. For more information, visit their website, aileysangels.org. That's AYLEESANGELS.org.
Ever think about firearm safety? Are you new to shooting? Don't know how to get started? Here's Caleb with the Rustic Renegade.
I love new shooters because they don't have any bad habits yet. So you get somebody who hasn't been around it, hasn't been around firearms, or hasn't done a lot of shooting, we can sit down in a very safe environment where there's no live ammunition, no risk of any residuals, and train them the right way before they actually get on a range and go and do some live fire.
Why don't you come in and have a cup of coffee with us? The Rustic Renegade at TheRusticRenegade.com.
William S. Nicol Jewelry has been serving the Acadiana area for over 40 years now. Loose diamonds, engagement rings, wedding sets, the most extensive in-store selection Acadiana has to offer. Waterford crystal, Swarovski crystal, and a complete Pandora jewelry shop and shop right on the showroom floor. In-house jewelry repairs and a friendly, knowledgeable staff to assist you. When you want bigger, better diamonds for less, when you want quality merchandise at affordable prices, shop local. Shop William S. Nicol Jewelry, 3802 Johnson Street, Lafayette.
Rene Girard, Acadiana certified master tobacconist. He owns Piper's Haven, 3916 West Conger Street. Piper's Haven is home to one of the biggest humidors you're ever going to find. Talk to me about how many cigars you've got.
Well, our humidor is 553 square feet, and we have probably close to 1,500 different cigars in the humidor.
It's an incredible amount of cigars.
It's a lot of cigars.
So if somebody is looking for a mild cigar, maybe something midline, I mean,
Or a full-bodied cigar.
They've got tons of choices humidor.
We can fix you up.
Absolutely, a Piper's Haven. And you also have Lambergers.
Lamberger lamps and scents and all the parts for it.
I love it. So it's going to smell good, whether it's cigars or whether it's pipes and pipe tobacco, everything, including the accessories. You've got it at Piper's Haven.
We got lighters and cutters and bears. Oh, my.
Piper's Haven is at 3916 West Congress Street between Gilbo Road and Adrian's. Ask him about the bears. Oh, my.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response, were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought? Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
Welcome back into this week's episode of Implicit Bias. I'm your host, Kevon Bordelon. Segment two of hour one, where we dive into our weekly whiskey, introduce you to the crew who's here in the Top Secret Podcast Lair. We've got a new member, which we have been anxiously awaiting to introduce. But before we do, we've got to tell you, hour one is brought to you by Piper's Haven, 3916 West Congress, Go see the Certified Wizard of Tobacco, the only one in the universe. He is Rene Girard. 553 square feet of walk-in humidor, pipe tobacco, cigars, you name it, he's got it. Even that big, horrific thing that Caleb was playing with last week on the show, he's got the, but it's called what? It's a ludicrous?
Lunatic.
Oh, hold on. We got to get your mic up. It's a
lunatic.
Are there two U's?
Well, no, I was just dragging it
out. Oh, okay. I was wondering. I'm like,
I was dragging it out for all 880 of it.
Yeah, 880. Eight inches by 80 gauge.
80 ring gauge, 8 inches.
Wow. Okay, so that is the voice of the Rustic Renegade. He is obviously here with us in the Top Secret Podcast Lair, located somewhere in downtown Lafayette, Louisiana. We also have to my right in the chair of intoxication, he's Brian Harmon of Dupree Carrier Godshaw Insurance. Brian, it is a pleasure to have you back in the Top Secret Podcast Lair.
Glad to be back. Thank y'all.
And you brought gifts for hour two. Tell us about the gift you brought for hour two.
This is one I've held on to. I haven't had it that long, maybe a year, year and a half, but I've been wanting to open it since I got it. Rhetoric 22 Year by Orphan Barrel. And I've had one in the series. I have tasted the 25.
Yeah, you got to eat the microphone. You know the rules. Sam's over here adjusting mics.
I have tried the 25 Year, and I'm comfortably... It's the best whiskey I've ever tasted. It's the one that struck me the most when I first tasted it, more so than any other whiskey. And this one's got a lot to live up to. I doubt it will, but let's give it a go. I was curious to know what you two guys have to say about it.
Brian, we were kind of not sure if we liked you. We might like you a little bit more after bringing us this gift. And here's one of the reasons why. Obviously, I'm joking. We just don't like you at all. No, Orphan Barrel Rhetoric 22. I just pulled this one up on the computer. The secondary price for this one everywhere, $489, $499, $499, $549, $786. I mean, it just goes on and on and on and on. So high expectations.
Yes, it's on the high end of my collection, but I didn't pay that. But yes, this is a special barrel bottle.
We certainly appreciate you bringing that. And then to my left, she is back with us again. She is Kathleen Terrio, the real deal, the only realtor we have here on the show. So, Kathleen, it's a pleasure to have you with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me back. I love coming.
It is outstanding that you were able to make it back into the Top Secret Podcast Lair, because it feels like it's been a little hot minute.
Yeah, it does. Well, you canceled me for somebody important that came.
Okay, so I didn't cancel. I did not cancel you for Congressman Clay Higgins.
You unreserved me.
I called you and said, hey, we're just making sure that we've got a backup plan. Would you be the backup plan for that show? It was only for that show, but it's not like you don't get your time. It's not like you don't get your time. You get your time, right?
Absolutely.
Speaking of getting their time, we do have to introduce you, our listeners, to the newest, I guess, member of the crew. I mean, I guess we kind of make it official here, because this is the penultimate episode of the Sam Stokes era on Implicit Bias. Sam is actually riding shotgun in the producer chair, making sure that Walker Griffon is doing all right over there as we record this week's episode. Walker, welcome in.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Okay, so Walker, I got to ask, because your first engagement with this crew was last week at Cypress Bayou Casino at Mr. Lester Steakhouse. Did that live up to the billing?
Oh, yeah, it was a blast. Cause it was fun, like, seeing how it goes and everything, because I've watched it on YouTube.
Yeah.
And it was just better in person, just like being there, first-hand experience.
And see, he's making his bones already, because he actually brought up that we do have social media channels other than just where you're hearing this podcast. You can find us on YouTube. You can find us on X, which, by the way, hint, hint, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, we're going to put out there a couple of tickets, and it's going to be tied to our X account for Summer Supper at Mr. Lester's June 21st. But right now, let's go ahead and dive into our weekly whiskey from our weekly whiskey partners at New News Markets, Youngsville, Scott, Milton, Maurice. Caleb, do you want to tell us what we're looking at for this week's weekly whiskey from New News?
You know, it's funny. So this is the Nelson Brothers. This is their classic whiskey, which but one of the ones we had at Mr. Lester's was the Greenbrier.
Correct. Still by Nelson Brothers. Yep. Yes.
So, and this is by Greenbrier, same distillery. This is actually a high rye. I don't know if you can taste that from the flavor. 93.3 proof. I don't know.
Okay. I don't know. I think that's actually a fair assessment of the first couple of sips. And to be fair, I mean, you must have just turned 15 today, because you ended up walking in with a daiquiri.
when you came in? I walked in with a daiquiri that I added cream liqueur to. It's getting better, doesn't it? It's getting way better.
There are so many things that I want to say, but we're trying to keep this a family friendly show as much as possible.
Hold on,
we got your mic up. Go ahead.
I want to knock him for that, but I'm intrigued. It sounds good.
You're intrigued.
I'm of the age where that sounds really good.
Have you ever been like walking around the grocery store getting steak, getting other stuff, and you're like, piece of candy?
Yeah, okay.
Sure. That's how it happens. I was like, oh, look, piece of candy.
All right. So I guess I'm guessing you and all the other 16-year-olds decided to go through the daiquiri drive-thru.
Yeah, I opened up, bought up my change that I had, you know. They took bubblegum wrappers.
Showed the person your fake ID to make sure that you could. Yeah, I get it. Okay. And that might actually affect some of the tasting notes that you're getting here off of this.
It may, but I mean, I think that's part of it. So on the nose, I got leather, clove, and then Sam's going to laugh at this, but there's a cafe in Vegas called Mon Ami Gabby, and they do a fig encrusted bacon. And I get that fig crusted bacon on the nose. So
I get the fig. I don't know where the bacon crusted fig comes from.
If you ever have it, you'll understand. Next time you go to Vegas, go there. But
never been. Need to go.
And then on the palate, not much of what I smell is there. So on the palate, I get a soft, almost weeded front. And then it's flat. It's bland. It's got a hint of leather, a hint of banana.
I get the hint of banana. I definitely get the hint of banana.
And then it flattened out again. Like the last word I wrote was forgettable.
Interesting. Okay, let's go to the corner because Walker actually has a sip of this. And Walker is would it be fair to say that you are new to drinking whiskey, Walker? Not that you've never had it before, but that you're going to be new to this process.
Like high-end whiskey?
Well, okay, so to be fair, I don't even know that this is high-end whiskey, but this is probably a little bit better than
Jack Daniel's,
yes,
Jim Beam.
Yes, and just the straight out of the well at the bar when they say you want a Jack and Coke, right? And then sometimes they serve it with something that's not Coke and tell
like
you it's
Kentucky
Coke.
Dale.
Yeah, this is not going to be that. So I'm curious as to what you think of this Nelson Brothers classic.
I don't really like it. I'm not a fan.
Okay.
I'm not a fan.
So how often do you drink neat whiskey? And I'm curious because we're going to track this over
the
course of
time.
Couldn't
say the last time I've drank whiskey. It's probably been 4 or 5 months.
Okay, 4 or 5 months. So we'll see where it goes. I'm really curious to see how this lands. And if you progress the way that the bourbon bully progresses to sitting next to you, Sam Stokes, which I don't know if Sam can even grab the mic because I'd be curious to hear what he thinks.
Yeah, I can grab the mic.
Okay.
Hey,
we're gonna include you on the show. I mean, it's the penultimate episode.
Yeah. So the first sip was really nice, and that's usually a bad sign, because as it continues to open up more, you're just gonna lose more and more of that flavor, or like I don't know exactly how it works. That's how it tends to work for me. Well, if the first sip is really good, as it goes on, it's gonna get sweeter and sweeter for me. It kind of lose a little bit of that depth. So, usually if the first sip is like, well, this is overwhelming, I don't even know what I'm tasting, that's whenever it settles into a really nice sip.
Here's where I might disagree with you. I think you have had, and I
How
know,
dare you?
I know you have had some sips where you have just immediately said, this is fantastic.
True.
But here's the rub. Those sips usually come in at 120, 125 proof. Caleb, we're at what, 92 on this, 93.3. So it's not a high proof whiskey. This is not meant to be that necessarily big, bold. It's just their classic whiskey.
Yeah. I'm getting a lot of like, the first few sips were a lot of like syrupy corn kind of flavor to it, which is, you get all the time in a whiskey. As I'm sitting with it, it's a little bit smokier. But it just, it doesn't really go anywhere, do anything. It just tastes like a thousand other whiskeys that we've had on the show before.
And I think that's my problem with it, is it dissipates so quickly that I'm like, I'm chasing flavors and I never catch them, if that makes sense.
No, that actually does make sense. Like, I'm wondering what happened that you are cognitive for the show. Because it really does. You get hints, you get thoughts, but they never quite manifest. They never quite come through. All right, Brian Harmon, Dupree Carrier Godshaw. Brian, I'm curious as to your thoughts on this. You actually And I can say this because I just help facilitate you getting a bottle that's right at this proof range. Mm-hmm. You don't mind this lower proof range.
I do tend to like the lower stuff, 90 to 95, and this fits within that. It's good. I don't have anything new to add to the conversation because I'm in line with Caleb and Sam where the initial flavor right off the sip is good. It's not bad, but it dissipates quickly. And there's no – some of them have late hitters, and you get a lot of flavor on the back end, some a lot that's on the front end. This one's on the front end and almost nothing on the back end, just like they had already said. That's what I'm getting from it.
I agree. I think the finish is just a little short. I would love a longer finish on this, something a little more oily, because it doesn't really give you that oily, long finish. It's not overly viscous to that point. So that kind of lack of that pulls away from this for me. I agree, actually, with everyone here on that first sip, except for maybe Walker. That first sip, I tasted it and went, oh.
It's good.
I like this.
Yeah. I would say it's an easy drinker.
And I still don't not like it. It's just when we think about how we rate whiskeys on the Morse whiskey rating code here on Implicit Bias, where it falls and how it falls is maybe going to come in there. So we're going to let this one marinate a bit. We're going to play What Would You Pay throughout the course of hour one, which we got a couple more segments of. But I really want to jump into some stories because, you know, one of the big ones here and the theme of this week's show is don't believe me. Believe in me. And it's not, we don't want you to believe us. Jesus was the one who said that, right? Not believe me, but believe in me, which means don't just believe what comes out of my mouth. And unfortunately, what we see in today's world is a lot of people believing what comes out of some people's mouths, which brings us to the first story of the week, which was tons of fun when I saw it. I was like, oh, we knew this. Here's a little more around it and kind of where it went. Because really, the initial fact checkers out there, the first place that people on the internet went for fact checkers was, Caleb, do you remember where it was? Kathleen, do you remember where it was? Well, yeah, so you can say that website because it really was.
The Snoop's website.
Yes, yeah, Snopes.
Snoop's.
Yeah, no, it was not Snoop's.
Snoop Dogg.
It was not Snoop Dogg. He was not fact checking.
I thought you were going to, like most people call me for the truth. I mean,
But Snopes.com, for a long time, they would attempt to research and debunk things. And actually, for a while, Snopes was a good resource. And then Snopes sold out. So the article comes from newsbusters.org, and I think it's just absolutely fantastic that this gets out there. And we know that presidential, I don't want to call them regimes, but presidential regimes, for lack of a better term, they all try to get media to tell their side of the story. Go ahead, Caleb.
And look, I don't know if it's as much their side of the story, but they try to protect themselves. So yeah, I won't even call it backpedaling. It's more of just, hey, look, we have our best interests at heart, so you should have our best interests at heart. And if you want to continue doing whatever it is you're doing, it would behoove you to agree with us. And that's what we're seeing because the article that you're reading, that you sent us, was originally about how the Biden administration was pushing to ban gas stoves.
That was the initial thing that set this particular article off at Newsbusters. Yes.
And when you look at like California, those other places where they're having rolling, was it a brownout they call it?
Yes. Yeah.
Because now you've got all these electric vehicles on the road and everything else. Well, if you have an electric stove, guess what? That means no air condition, no heat.
No
cooking. Can't cook your food. And living in South Louisiana where, you know, I didn't have an electric stove until I got to where we are now. And I miss a gas stove because, man, when a hurricane hits, you can do anything and everything. So if you're talking about banning electric stoves, and they came out and they said, look, it was mixed. It wasn't 100. Snopes said it wasn't 100% false, wasn't 100% true. But then we found out more.
So what we found out happened was initially the question, is the Biden administration banning gas stoves over climate change concerns? Snopes originally noted that, yes, a member of the Consumer Product Safety Commission said such a ban was, quote, on the table. It's a hidden hazard, apparently. But a month earlier, they said regulating gas stoves needs to be a priority, right? But Snopes, which originally gave its mixture rating, so some truth, some fiction, and this is quoting the article, as a result of those statements, changed the rating to false, stating that the Consumer Product Safety Commission is not currently considering a ban on gas stoves. Snopes updated the article, and they only altered the article, though, after pressure from the Consumer Product Safety Commission to do so, according to emails exchanged between that commission and take a guess who.
So let me make sure I understand this right. So they updated the article and just didn't say anything. So if you went back and clicked on it, you'd have to notice it?
So correct.
Okay.
So this is exactly what happened. So Snopes gets the request for the question. Is the administration trying to ban gas stoves? They initially say it's mixed because we're told it's on the table, but it's not actively happening right now. Then there's communication between the Consumer Product Safety Commission and the White House Communications Office. It was obtained by a watchdog group called Functional Government Initiative through what's called a FOIA, Freedom of Information Request, Act Request, right? So FOIA, F-O-I-A. And take a guess what Snopes did. Yeah, we're going to change it to completely false.
And they just hoped you didn't notice it?
And hope you didn't notice it. Okay. And hope that anyone else who searches it, guess what? That they search it and go, oh, no, see, it's false. See, it's false. And that's the problem we run into today. The problem we run into today is, and it's sad, but who's checking the fact checkers? The fact checkers want you to believe them. They want you to believe, oh, this is us. They want you to believe everything I say. Don't look into it.
Well, and then it comes with mixed other issues is if I checked it a month ago and it said one thing and then you checked it today and it said this new thing, then we're debating about something that was that I didn't realize it was changed. And then it's a whole nother issue at hand.
Well, in the instance that we're debating something that we are both correct about.
Correct.
Because when you looked at Snopes, if you looked at it prior to them changing this, now all of a sudden you're looking at it and seeing, no, it's mixed. There's some truth here.
Correct.
I'm looking at it seeing it's false. We are both debating something and we are both correct.
Correct.
Is that a desire, you think? I don't know. What I do know is that now we get not only one finger from the corner, we got two fingers in the corner. We got one both from Sam and from Walker. And I'm going to tell both of you, Sam's only got one episode left to make it out of here with that finger unbroken. We're going to see if he can when we come back on this week's episode of Implicit Bias.
The government is full of red tape. If you're a veteran seeking the benefits you've earned and you deserve, you're probably tired of fighting the system. Access Medical Solutions can help. Access Medical, Veteran Benefits Services, locally owned and operated by Dr. Mark Freeman, a veteran himself with 30-plus years experience as a disability medical examiner. Let Access Medical Solutions complete an evaluation of new or increased benefit claims in person or via HIPAA-compliant telemedicine consult. Go to AccessMed.com to find out more. AccessMed.com. Axis Medical Solution. Veteran Benefit Services. We get results.
Shop at Nunu's, a proud sponsor of Implicit Bias on KPEL. Nunu's is dedicated to providing excellent food, excellent drinks, and excellent service. Known for their specialty meats and superb liquor and beer selection, it's all here. Family run and family oriented, we know our customers by name and strive to deliver a great shopping experience to every customer every time. Nunu's, now open in Youngsville, Milton, Maurice, and Scott.
Dupree Carrier Godshaw provides insurance locally as well as nationwide. A full-service agency, Dupree Carrier Godshaw can take care of all of your needs, from personal auto, home, or business, group health, life, or investment products. Dupree Carrier Godshaw is a growing business and is currently hiring. Email resumes to charlesl@dcgagency.com. For all of your insurance needs, call Dupree Carrier Godshaw at 337-948-8186 or visit dcgagency.com.
Rene Girard, Acadiana Certified Master Tobacconist. He owns Piper's Haven, 3916 West Congress Street. Piper's Haven is home to one of the biggest humidors you're ever going to find. Talk to me about how many cigars you've got.
Well, our humidor is 553 square feet. and we have probably close to 1,500 different cigars in the humidor.
It's an incredible amount of cigars.
It's a lot of cigars.
So if somebody is looking for a mild cigar, maybe something midline, I mean, they've
got... Or a full-bodied cigar.
They've got tons of choices in that humidor.
We can fix you up.
Absolutely, a Piper's Haven. And you also have Lambergés.
Lamberger lamps and scents and all the parts for it.
I love it. So it's going to smell good, whether it's cigars or whether it's pipes and pipe tobacco, everything, including the accessories, you've got it at Piper's Haven.
We got lighters and cutters and bears. Oh, my.
Piper's Haven is at 3916 West Congress Street between Gilbo Road and Adrian's. Ask him about the bears. Oh, my.
Hey there, Louisiana. It's time to unlock your inner confidence and shine like never before. Visit Eon of Louisiana Body Contouring. Imagine sculpting your dream body with the latest, most advanced techniques. Kiss those stubborn inches goodbye. Eon's team of experts will make those curves pop and those problem areas disappear. Our treatments have no downtime and can be completed on your lunch break. Let your beauty and your confidence shine. Book your consultation now at eonoflouisiana.com. That's eonoflouisiana.com.
Results may vary. Consultation required.
It may be the problems of two people don't amount to a hill of beans, but this is our hill. And these are our beans.
Welcome back into this week's episode of Implicit Bias as we continue hour one here from the Top Secret Podcast Lair located in somewhere downtown Lafayette, Louisiana. I'm your host, Kevon Bordelon. We are brought to you in hour one by Piper's Haven, 3916 West Congress. Go see Rene Girard. He's the stogiest. And Caleb, we know he's got your lunatic, ludicrous. Is it a rapper? Is it a cigar? I don't know.
It could be both. I'm willing to bet you it has a rap deal somewhere.
Yeah, probably.
So.
A ridiculous cigar looked ridiculous, but you...
I don't think it looked that ridiculous. It looked natural, perfectly natural.
You seem to enjoy it. Yeah. So let's dive in as we reintroduce you. Yeah, there's the word I'm looking for. Reintroduce you to this week's crew here in the Top Secret Podcast Lair. To my right, Brian Harmon of Dupree Carrier Godshaw, Kathleen, the real deal Terrio, our realtor here on the show. In the corner, Sam Stokes, who is playing on his phone as he gets caught and is actually helping as we indoctrinate our new producer, who is Walker Griffon. So welcome to everyone here as we bring you more of hour one of this week's episode. We are continuing to taste our weekly whiskey from our weekly whiskey partners at New News Markets, Youngsville, Scott Milton, Maurice. Let's finish out the discussion we were having in the last segment when we were talking about Snopes, who got a hold of a story, said that it was somewhat or mixed truth. So mixed truth and I guess made up, right? Which was that the Biden administration was trying to implement or remove all gas stoves from the United States. The truth was that it was on the table. It was announced that it was desired, but there was never action taken to get it done. So that's why it had a label of mixed. Well, after the administration leaned on Snopes a little bit, they changed it to simply false. Actually, they changed it to false. And then came out, and this was the big one, because somebody called him out on it. Mm-hmm. Kathleen brought this up in the last segment. Someone called him out on it and said, hey, you changed this. And what did Snopes say?
Uh-uh.
What? It goes back to last week's episode. Wasn't me. Didn't happen. Wasn't me. They literally tweeted, it was simply false to presume that we changed this. So not only did they change it at the behest of the administration, then they lied about changing
it. Double down. Like, you can't get caught telling the truth. You can't fess up to things. Who do they think they are?
Well, this is why you don't believe them.
Mm-hmm.
This is why you don't believe them. This is why you've got to look at things for yourself. And this story really bothered me because so many people for so long really respected Snopes' opinion and would tell you, oh, I looked it up on Snopes. It's false. Brian, you wanted to chime in on this.
I did. This all goes back to us losing the fourth branch of government. What I mean by that is the journalism, free speech, freedom of the press, that was always referred to as the fourth branch of government. And that's just, they have lost their way And we're living in the results of that. We're seeing the results of that in real time. And this is just this is part of it. Like, you just can't trust. You can't trust a myth-busting site anymore to tell the truth. If your job is to bust myths and you're not going to be straightforward about the myths, what are you doing here?
Kathleen, you want to chime in?
Well, I was just going to ask, because I know you like to go down rabbit holes and do a ton of research. Do you have another website that you enjoy? Just asking.
So,
I know, check yourself. I get that. But
the only way that I try to discern, and there are actually some stories that I would love to do, but I can't get certain enough information from either particular side of it to say this is this or this isn't that,
gotcha,
is to literally look at both sides of the story, start digging, start researching. And what you'll end up finding is that in a lot of instances, especially when it comes down to things done by the government, people today are doing more independent, individual journalism than all of the old school mass media combined. So they're putting those things out on different social sites. And when you find someone who says, hey, look at what I found, you go, okay, but did you really find it? Because then you have to question, did someone make it up? Because that's the problem you run into on the internet today.
Right.
People can create fake documents. They can do these things. So I start go look for source material once we get there. So people will say, hey, and a great example of all of this takes us back several years to when Michael Flynn was arrested, indicted, and all this stuff went down. And people were saying, oh, Michael Flynn is innocent. And people were saying, no, Michael Flynn is absolutely guilty. And there was a massive release of depositions and documents. And you had people in deposition saying one thing and in public saying another. I'm going to use another really good example of that, which is a lot of the reason why we are where we are today, which is and I'm going to call it what I believe it is because I've done enough research on it, but the whole Russia collusion thing. Here's why it wasn't a thing. Because you had Adam Schiff on CNN after he was listening to deposition that was sealed from the American people for a while. And he would say, oh, what we have heard in deposition, we have the evidence. Those depositions got released. We now know by reading those depositions that Adam Schiff was being told one thing and evidence was presented to him about one thing, and then he would turn around and go say the exact opposite on CNN that night. And I hate to say you've got to go down those rabbit holes yourself, but to get to where we are, and the good news is there are a lot of individual journalists doing this work. And I call them individual journalists because they're not employed by news media. They are not part of a mainstream title like ABC, CBS, NBC, MSNBC, none of this. They are just individuals who have time and they are not afraid to go, oh, this document was released by .gov and go read it. This very same thing for a lot of people, it was not a surprise when the Durham report came out and the Russia dossier, the Steele dossier, was linked back to a law firm called Perkins Coie, who just so happened to represent the other campaign in that election, who just so happened to implicate Michael Sussman, who was the attorney working for that campaign, who brought it to the FBI on behalf of the campaign. It was known for years.
How did they label in their books that payment to that law firm? And that's relevant because of something else I think we're talking about later.
Oh, I am trying to remember. I mean, now we're going down deep rabbit hole. How was it labeled?
Retainer, yeah. Business expense.
And that was the point because they were actually, was a retainer. Yeah. They actually were doing it on behalf of and told the FBI they weren't.
And I bring it up because of Trump's current trial. That's why I bring it up.
That is a whole nother discussion about the judge, because we mentioned this in the monologue. If people are following this trial at all, there has been a gag order issued to the defendant in the case. The judge's daughter worked for the Biden campaign and was a paid employee of the Biden campaign. And to call that out, apparently, is questioning the judge's discretion? No, not at all. That is a direct link, because for those fathers who actually care about their daughters, and maybe this guy doesn't give a rat's rear end about his daughter, I don't know. My daughter has an influence on me. If you have a child, you know your child has an influence on you. And this judge refused to recuse, which, man, we should put that on a poster. Refused to recuse, right? I mean, it's what he did. And this to me, if I'm an appellate judge, is an automatic, oh, you're out. This whole verdict gets thrown, because now everything that happens in the case, as my cousin Vinny would say, voir dire, is no longer on the up and up. It's simply not, by definition, a fair trial. And the person who is supposed to oversee fair refuses to oversee it.
What's the standard? What do they call the standard for recusal? Is it the perception of bias? Even the perception.
The perception of impartiality.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
is anything, if it could be tainted, it will be tainted, right? So it's better to have a clear delineation in all parties. And that's why they go off the perception, because here, the perception's there. So it could be, which would then throw everything else out.
And you have other things playing in here, which is, all of the crimes he is being accused of are misdemeanors. This has been upgraded to a felony for the first time ever.
Well, it's been upgraded because if the misdemeanors were done in a way, or done to cover up a felony, that's how those misdemeanors become felonies. The funny thing with this case is they haven't disclosed what that felony is so far in the filings, which means Trump is facing
a charge that he can't defend.
That he hasn't had a chance to defend himself against. That's right.
It is insane how, and they just want you. This is that perfect example. Believe me. The prosecution has told the judge, believe me. And the judge went, sure, why not? Because it's not like there's a perception that this judge might be biased. Not at all. And if you don't detect the sarcasm there, you might want to turn up the volume on your radio, because
you can imply that bias or that sarcasm towards the Georgia case as well, where the DA was allowed to be left on there. Again, the standard is supposed to be any perception of what was the word you used to describe
impartiality.
Impartiality.
Yep. There we go. It is simply a scenario where, believe me, man, I just have a hard time with it. But I will tell you this. Don't believe me. Stick around, because we're going to have one more segment of this week's episode of Implicit Bias coming back in hour one right after this break. How sweet it is. Gambino's Bakery of Lafayette can satisfy all of your bakery needs. Cakes, cookies, pastries, melt-in-your-mouth pedophores, wedding cakes, and of course, the original New Orleans Doberge cake. Family owned and operated, let Gambino's Bakery take care of all your dessert needs for your family gathering, tailgate, holiday, or any special occasion. Visit with the baking professionals in Lafayette. Find what fits your taste. Enjoy the sweet life with Gambino's Bakery of Lafayette, 3802 Johnson Street. Call them at 337-406-9066 or online at gambinos.com.
Experience Acadiana's most exclusive steakhouse, Mr. Lester's at Cypress Bayou. Make your reservation today. Space is limited. Back to Cypress Bayou Casino. Take Highway 90 to the Baldwin exit.
William S. Nicol Jewelry has been serving the Acadiana area for over 40 years now. Loose diamonds, engagement rings, wedding sets, the most extensive in-store selection Acadiana has to offer. Waterford Crystal, Swarovski Crystal, and a complete Pandora Jewelry Shop and Shop right on the showroom floor. In-house jewelry repairs and a friendly, knowledgeable staff to assist you. When you want bigger, better diamonds for less, when you want quality merchandise at affordable prices, shop local. Shop William S. Nicol Jewelry, 3802 Johnson Street, Lafayette.
Nobody likes to drive around in a grimy ride. Clean that car the Cajun way.
Zydeco Ride and Shine Car Wash at 320 Willow, and Cajun Car Wash at 510 Lafayette Street in Youngsville are there for you. Our facilities provide you with the best automatic car wash in the Acadiana area. Regulars get a bonus. Buy three washes at a location, get the fourth one free. Zydeco Ride and Shine and Cajun Car Wash, keeping Acadiana's rides clean since 2014.
Investments need protection. One of the best protections you can provide your vehicle is a ceramic coat on the paint. But who can afford that? You can. Jude Pelche at Pelche's Auto Detailing and Ceramic Coating can provide you with big city quality at a small town price. Jude is meticulous about making sure your car maintains its brand new appearance using the highest quality ceramic coating with handcrafted application. Pelche's Auto Detail and Ceramic Coating can deliver a one-of-a-kind, long-lasting look. Call Pelche's Auto Detailing and Ceramic Coating at 337-962-2849. That's Pelche's Auto Detailing, 337-962-2849.
Ever think about firearm safety? Are you new to shooting? Don't know how to get started? Here's Caleb with the Rustic Renegade.
I love new shooters because they don't have any bad habits yet. So you get somebody who hasn't been around it, hasn't been around firearms, or hasn't done a lot of shooting. We can sit down in a very safe environment where there's no live ammunition, no risk of any residuals, and train them the right way before they actually get on a range and go and do some live
fire. Why don't you come in and have a cup of coffee with us? The Rustic Renegade and TheRusticRenegade.com.
Instantly, I regret saying that. That was a horrible thing to say. It's just, I'm Teddy Powers, and I'm very upset with how I'm acting right now. I just have a very hard time expressing my emotions, and I can't stop from yelling.
Final segment of Hour 1 of this week's episode of Implicit Bias. I'm your host, Kevon Bordelon. Hour 1 is brought to you by Piper's Haven, 3916 West Congress. Go see Renee. If you want to come see Renee maybe in a different setting, you can come see Renee at Summer Supper at Mr. Lester's. June 21st, but here's the thing. You got to win. So here's what's going to happen on Saturday. So when this show drops on the radio, to give everybody a fair chance, we are going to put out, we're going to schedule, because you can schedule social media posts. Like, I learned that about 6 years ago. We're going to schedule a social media post that will drop right at the end of the show on terrestrial radio that is going to give you our X address. So it will give you our, what used to be known as Twitter, X address. When we get to 100 followers, we're going to put them all in the wheel of names. We're going to spin it, and we are going to give two tickets to Summer Supper at Mr. Lester's to whoever's name comes up. So it's a great way to win. You can find the cigars that you can get at Piper's Haven at Mr. Lester's. You can get it all done in the same place. And by the way, what you win, if you win Summer Supper at Mr. Lester's, it's going to be dinner for two. The drinks are all on Mr. Lester's. By the way, Uncle Lester, Uncle Mr. Lester, after last week's show, for those who were with us for the chairman's visit with us from the Chittimacha of Louisiana, and you're going to get a hotel stay too. And that's all going to be covered by Cypress Bayou Casino and Mr. Lester Steakhouse. So be sure to tune in. Be sure to jump to our X page, because when we get to 100, we're definitely giving away two, and we have a lot to give away. So let me introduce you to the crew that's here again this week. Reintroduce you as it might be. To my right, in the chair of intoxication, he's Brian Harmon of Dupree Carrier Godshaw. In the corner, we actually have two people. Sam is in the corner, but Sam is basically doing what he always does, which is nothing. And we have a person actually producing the show, Walker Griffon, who is, he's a TSPL virgin this week. So we're going to see what happens when we get into our second hour and second bottle of whiskey. We have across the table, Caleb Morse, the Rustic Renegade himself, and to my left, Kathleen, the Real Deal Terrio. All right, before we jump into a segment that I think we need to make, I think we're going to make this a regular thing. We'll figure that out. But before we do, we actually need to rate, Caleb, don't laugh, because you know I'm going down that rabbit hole. I'll come right back and we'll go back to it. We're going to rate this Nelson Brothers Classic coming in at 93.3. Brian, let's start with you. Where would you rate this on the Morse Whiskey rating code? Yellow, red, I wouldn't drink it even if it was free. Yellow, I would only drink it if it was free. Green, I would buy this. Or blue, I would seek this out.
I'm going to go with yellow.
Okay.
Yeah. We were talking off air. It's not bad. It's a good one. It's just I'm aware of a lot better stuff on the that's out there.
Well, so for your palate.
For my palate, that's right.
This is not something that you would be like, yeah, I want that right away.
It's got the front end flavor is good. It's got a good taste. I'd recommend it for guys or girls that just aren't big into whiskey a whole lot and looking for something. And every day I'd call it. I've got my everydays lined up already, so I'm not looking for another one.
Okay, so not a new everyday for you.
Correct. Yeah.
Walker, would you buy this? Would you drink this if it was free?
I'd drink it if it was free. I would never buy that.
See, I love Walker's honesty. Because somebody else may be like, well, I don't know. It might, and it's like, Walker's like, if it's free, I'm drinking it. So let me guess, Walker, I could put turpentine in a cup. If it was free, you'd probably drink that, right?
I'd try it.
Yeah, try it. Awesome. All right, Sam, red, yellow, green, blue, where do you land?
Yeah, this is a classic yellow for me. I think it's, unlike Caleb Morris's, rather forgettable, uninspiring.
All right, Caleb, where do you rate this on the Morse Whiskey rating code?
You know, I had checked yellow before everyone started, and now my checks are getting longer and longer. So yeah, it's a yellow for me. Like, it doesn't stand out. And I agree with Brian. It's something that I would recommend this to people wanting to get in the game, people that don't know what they like, because when you're done with this, you still won't know what you like.
I think the way Brian framed it was really the perfect way to frame this whiskey. I'm going to put this as a yellow. This is one that if you are new to whiskey, this is one that you drink and you go, man, I can drink whiskey and I like whiskey. It's not bad. It's not turpentine. It's not lighting me on fire all the time. It can be good.
And then
once you start getting into more and more and more, you're going to be like, okay, I've kind of graduated past that.
Yeah. I mean, it's a great way to start it because it's gentle and it's forgiving. It's things that I don't normally go for when I drink. I want something that accosts me and lets me know they love it or hate it. And this does neither of those. So, I mean, while I give it a yellow as well as everybody else, don't think this is something that you shouldn't try because it's worth trying.
I am absolutely with you here. This is a worth try. So it's almost, and I hate to put it this way, to me, it's still a yellow, but it's almost a would you buy it once? Yeah, I'd probably buy it once. I don't know that I would buy it again, because if you're new to whiskey, this is one that is right up your alley. And Caleb, we talked a little bit about this last week when we were live at Mr. Lester's. For those who might remember the name, here's the really interesting part. This is Belle Meade. This is old school Tennessee whiskey, Belle Meade. And Brian, I think it caught you off guard.
What do you mean by that? That's the same distiller?
That's it.
That's why I'm laughing. I'll be damned. Yeah. I didn't know that.
Sometimes you just got to change your name to make a bigger splash.
Yeah.
Or change your name because somebody got upset with your old one. I mean, these things happen.
That's right, because the old name is dirty.
So. Well, it's... It's not dirty. It's just not something that...
Everything's dirty in some way or another. We just got to move on with life.
Yeah, we do need to move on. So, okay, so we have an official rating on this. We're going to dive into the second bottle when we get in an hour or two. But before we do, here's a story that I think we're going to start on. And man, we're going to bring this into hour two. I just know it's going to happen because it absolutely has to. And it is this. And this is potentially the new segment that we are going to start on the show. And I think we're going to start it with a bell. That's how we're going to announce that the conspiracy theorists were right again. That's the segment. The conspiracy theorists were right yet again. Let's talk about the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore. So if you remember, within minutes of this happening, there were people who said, this wasn't no accident. There were people who came out and said this was absolutely intentional sabotage, but not just an accident. And what news did we get within, I mean, less than an hour after it happened? What were we told? Does anyone remember? Caleb, you remember?
Is that the part where they lost power multiple times?
So they said they lost power, yeah. but what immediately were we told about this? There were some things that
you're asking me to remember, you know, weeks ago, whenever I forgot we were recording tonight. So,
yeah, I'm not sure of what, go ahead.
No, were you inferring that they said that they checked everything and everything was fine?
The fact that they initially said, oh, this was not sabotage.
Yeah, it wasn't.
This wasn't anything bad. Within an hour, they said, oh, just an accident.
Everything's
yep.
fine.
Yep. I love it. They gave you the whole Frank Drebin. Nothing to see here. There's nothing going on while you got the
only
fireworks.
Six people.
Yeah.
Dead.
Blowing up in the back. Nothing to see here. You can go away. Nothing to see. And then lo and behold, what do we get from that bastion of conspiracy theory reporting? NBC News. FBI opens criminal probe into Francis Scott Key Bridge collapse in Baltimore. Now, let's be completely transparent here. This could be a criminal probe into just the pilot of the ship. They could have ruled that it was gross negligence, that it was done virtually intentionally, and right, there's an issue there. There could be all kinds of things that could go into this. But there were some things that gave this away. So, first of all, they came out and said, oh, this was an accident. Nothing happened. Believe me. That was number one. Then there was the big one, which was, oh, federal government, taxpayers, we're going to pay for this. We got this. Now, again, I'm going to ask the question. Does anyone remember why that was highly suspicious?
He said it that night. He came on and said that night.
So let me ask this. Who owns the ship? Is the ship owned by the government or is the ship owned by a private entity?
A private entity out of Singapore.
Private entity out of Singapore. My guess is to dock in the U.S., Brian Harmon of Dupree Carrier Godshaw Insurance, what do they most likely have to have on that boat?
Insurance.
So why would anyone immediately say, yeah, taxpayers will cover it. Don't worry about it. Are they letting the indemnity clause off the hook immediately? Is that how this works in your esteemed insurance knowledge? Or would this be something that the government might come back against the private ship owners and say, oh, you owe us for all damages?
It's possible subrogate. I don't know if the government, the federal government does subrogation or not, but I'm speaking out of turn. I just don't have experience with this.
So here's what we'll do.
My conspiracy theories, I think they just wanted to change the name.
So here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a break. I'm going to ask Brian to explain that when we come back and bring you hour two of this week's episode of Implicit Bias.
Can't find an Uber or Lyft? Luxury Limo of Lafayette offers scheduled pickups and drop-offs and even airport transportation in style. Get dropped off and picked up in their luxurious 12-passenger Mercedes-Benz Sprinter with limo-style interior or their Cadillac Escalade SUV. Reserve a sleek black town car for a night out with friends or dinner with your sweetheart. That's Luxury Limo of Lafayette, 565-4385 or luxurylimooflafayette.net. Spoil yourself to luxury with Luxury Limo of Lafayette.
Hey Acadiana, I'm Kathleen Terrio with Next Home Cutting Edge Realty. I know realtors seem to be on every corner, but the good ones aren't. I promise to give you top-notch customer service that includes honesty, availability, and professionalism. If you're looking for a realtor you can trust and is available during your most important purchase, call me, Kathleen, where the service goes beyond the closing day. For all your commercial needs, investment properties, or your next home, call Kathleen with Next Home Cutting Edge Realty, 337-412-1536. That's 337-412-1536. Or find me on the web searching Kathleen Terrio Realtor.
Experience Acadiana's most exclusive steakhouse, Mr. Lester's at Cypress Bayou. Make your reservation today. Space is limited.
Back to Cypress Bayou Casino.
Take Highway 90 to the Baldwin exit.
Shop at Nunu's, a proud sponsor of Implicit Bias on KPEL. Nunu's is dedicated to providing excellent food, excellent drinks, and excellent service. Known for their specialty meats and superb liquor and beer selection, it's all here. Family-run and family-oriented, we know our customers by name and strive to deliver a great shopping experience to every customer every time. Nunu's, now open in Youngsville, Milton, Maurice, and Scott.
This is Moon Griffon for Coin and Treasure, 2472 West Congress. You know, my buddy Louis Pizzolatto at Coin and Treasure is a truly great American businessman. If you're a coin collector, silver or gold bullion collector, Lewis at Coin and Treasure will have something for you. Lewis has over 40 years of experience in the coin business. Visit them at 2472 West Congress. Call them at 232-2573 or visit online at coinandtreasure.com. This is Moon Griffon. You can trust Coin and Treasure.
You're listening to News Talk 96.5, KPEL, Brobridge, Lafayette, a Town Square media station.
Welcome back into Hour 2 of this week's episode of Implicit Bias. Hour 2 is brought to you by William S. Nacol Jewelers, 3802 Johnston Street. Go see Grant Galatas. Tell him you're looking for the decanter that Implicit Bias uses for deep blue, the infinity bottle here on Implicit Bias. He can hook you up, take care of you. Looking for bigger, better diamonds for less? 3802 Johnston, William S. Nacol Jewelers. I am your host, Kevon Bordelon. Welcome back into the Top Secret Podcast Lair with the crew this week that's actually plus one. Like, we've got a crew plus one, and the plus one is the reason this is the penultimate episode for Sam Stokes, because Sam is Sam's kicking back, relaxing, and just making sure things are going smoothly over there, right, Sam? And you got a microphone. You don't have a microphone, so you can't talk. Well, that's,
yes!
Yeah, that doesn't work. All right, to my right, in the chair of intoxication, Brian Harmon of Dupree Carrier Godshaw Insurance. Across the table, he is the rustic renegade, Caleb Morse. To my left, Kathleen, the real deal, Terrio, and the man behind the board for this week's show. It is his virgin run here on Implicit Bias. It is Walker Griffon. Walker, you doing all right back there so far?
Yep.
Man of many words. I like it. All right. So we're going to get to our second weekly whiskey here in just a moment, but we've got to continue the conversation we were having about the FBI opening a probe, a criminal probe to be specific, into the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapse in Baltimore and the issue that was going on there. Brian, you said something in the last hour to the point of that you just thought they wanted to the owners wanted to change the name.
Yeah. That's me poking fun at the fact that nothing makes sense that we're being told about this so far. And so
when you say they wanted to change the name of the boat?
No, of the bridge.
Oh, the bridge.
Itself.
Oh, okay.
Francis Scott Key.
They wanted to cancel the bridge, is what you're telling me.
The bridge.
Okay. Everything makes sense.
Yep. Everything Americana has got to go. And anybody that has read into the Star Spangled Banner and what was being witnessed while he wrote the original poem, I had it explained to me in high school by a veteran of the Gulf War who also played college football. He came in and he gave a speech, and it's something I'll never forget as a kid. As an adult, I'll never forget it. But it had to be put into perspective as a young man as to what the Star Spangled Banner is about and the sense of pride that swelled in the young country once they read that poem and why it eventually became the national anthem. And that just goes to, again, it's just me poking fun at the current state of just idiocracy that we're having to endure currently.
Oh no, we are on the verge of President Camacho. We just are. I mean, I'm waiting for it to happen. Let's face it. Jesse the Body Ventura was the governor of the state of Minnesota. What does that tell you? Now, he was also heavily involved in conspiracy theories many years ago, and you never know. He just might have been right back then, and maybe we're the ones that are crazy. One of the interesting things that I think was brought out, and we can comment on this here, Caleb, you can talk about investigations and how this goes as far as large military operations. But the comment was made during the break that the FBI waited, what, 7 days, 6 days to question the crew of the ship?
I don't know the time frame. I do know that on day 6 or 7, it was being reported and admitted by the FBI that they had not yet investigated or interviewed any member of the crew. So I don't know how long it went before they were interviewed, but at least 6 or 7 days.
And look at it this way, right? In a high-stress situation, whenever things happen and anxiety is held high, it can take anywhere from 48, 72, 96, even longer hours for you to remember the exact thing or close to the exact things that happen. Now, normally, and I'm going to use use of force. So a use of force situation, if you use your firearm in self-defense or something else like that, law enforcement is guaranteed 48 hours before they're asked, about what happened. So if you're an officer and you're involved in officer-involved shooting, or FBI agent and you're involved in officer-involved shooting, you get 48 hours before they question you. That way your mind is clear and you can recall things better. As a civilian, the moment that you're involved in any violent encounter, you are not guaranteed their right, and they want to know right then and there. Well, if I look at it from that point of view, if this was a shooting or something similar or an act of violence, they would question me right then and there and give me no chance to think about what happened because they want answers right now. So if they're giving them time to think of answers, if they're giving them time that they would normally afford people who were in the know, man, that makes me think. That gives me pause and makes me wonder, wouldn't you help a friend out?
Or wouldn't you at least make sure that all six of us sitting here in this room were telling the same story?
Imagine that.
That's right. What do they do when multiple people are being interviewed or questioned in regards to a crime? What do they do to them?
Normally, they sit there and they put you against one another.
They split you up
in different rooms, and each one is interrogated, not questions, interrogated, according to their own personalities. So they'll try and rotate out investigators to figure out who you are, how you respond, what you respond to, and then prey upon your weaknesses.
Which is why I was told by, believe it or not, a federal prosecutor, that no matter what the situation, the second you get brought in, whether it is as a person of interest, whether you are a suspect, or whether you are just a witness, I will cooperate as long as my attorney's here. That's the answer that I was told to give. And it's not that you don't want to cooperate. It's just, look, I want to make sure that nothing gets misconstrued here. And that, a lot of times, is the way to go. So we have a new weekly whiskey, our second weekly whiskey of the week, which, by the way, we have to revisit this before we can go to this orphan barrel. Mr. Harmon, Caleb, Sam, you were there last week at Mr. Lester Steakhouse when we tasted the flight from Kentucky Owl.
I don't remember. We need to go back.
Yeah, you just want that Takumi again.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my goodness. I said it on the show, and I'll say it again. I was weary of doing that much to a bottle of whiskey, of taking it that far. But oh my goodness, that $30 flight that you can get at Mr. Lester Steakhouse, absolutely go. Go to the Top Secret Podcast Lair South, because that $30 flight is off the charts. Absolute blues.
Go there. You won't really know if you like it off one. Buy two, three flights. get yourself a lunatic. Yeah. Devote 3 hours to smoking that thing, because I did not devote enough time.
Try and remember what planet you're on at that time, right?
Yeah.
Look, I know people who will go, but I mean, honestly, if you were thinking about investing in one of those bottles, because I've seen the bottles here and there. If you were thinking about investing and you're not sure, or you're maybe going to stop yourself, go down there, taste them with a great meal from Chef Willie, and absolutely, you will want to buy that bottle. You will understand why those bottles cost what they cost. They are that good.
Well, and like you said, you know, I've seen a bottle of Takumi before, and it's been a while. You've seen some, and every time I saw these bottles, I was like, I don't know. Man, I was stupid. I should have scooped that up. Now, knowing what I know, I should have scooped those bottles up.
Agreed. Knowing what I know now, yeah. I absolutely would have scooped it up. Sam, you want to grab the mic and just refresh our recollection as to what you thought of that flight of whiskeys? Because we got to integrate you as much as possible in the penultimate episode of Sam Stokes.
Yeah, I understand. I'm awesome. So as much as me as possible is going to improve the show. It was an incredible flight, as it always is. Really took you down a lot of different roads, because it was all, what was it, Kentucky whiskey?
Kentucky Owl. It was all straight Kentucky.
It was all whiskey. Straight Kentucky whiskey, but it was all finished in ways to mimic some of the other types of whiskeys out there. So there was an Irish whiskey. There was a Japanese whiskey. The Japanese one was just incredible. And it's so
cool.
That
was the Takumi.
Yeah, it's so cool to kind of start with a base and then travel on these different paths as they try to, do very well to make the Kentucky whiskey reminiscent of all these other flavors.
Meister was fantastic in the blue, good. And the St. Patty's Day was very good as well.
The St. Patty's was a great way to finish it out. I probably would have started first.
I agree.
First with it, then I would have done the Meister, and then I'd have finished with that Takumi.
As label colors go, we went blue, red, green. Yeah. I would go green, blue, red.
Yeah, I think that'd be the perfect way to go. And then the pairings that they did with it, I think Sam liked the New York strip so much, I saw him shoving it in one pocket and blue cheese in the other.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. It was amazing.
Every time we go, Caleb tells a story about, like, I don't like blue cheese, but now I like blue cheese.
Dude, I hate blue cheese. That was ridiculous.
But I like blue cheese. I don't understand.
It confuses me. My wife was offended that I even ate it. And I was like, well, talk to Chef Willie.
Yeah.
Maybe you should buy better blue cheese next time.
I don't ever buy it. Why would I buy
wait,
it?
I'm still thinking about earlier in the show whenever you're walking around the grocery store buying meat.
Is the cheapskate calling Caleb a cheapskate when it comes to blue cheese?
I don't think I'm calling him a cheapskate as much as just an ignorant child in the grocery store.
Normally, when I get beef, I get it from I either buy half a cow or I kill it.
I was about to say, I hope you get it from a cow.
Yeah, I buy half a cow and then I kill my own meat.
Dude, you're like an AI robot that just spits out masculine phrases.
So
usually when I buy beef, I buy the whole cow.
Dude, it's way more affordable, just so you know. Way more affordable.
I'm sure it is, dude.
I don't go buy blue cheese because blue cheese doesn't have a face. I want my food to have faces.
Okay. Stop it.
Dear Lord.
Stop it.
Yeah, just... Okay, so Kathleen, you are not tasting. Kathleen, we have not included you.
Why else would you bludgeon something to death rather than to look at its face?
So I
love that he's wearing like an orange Hawaiian shirt. It's just so that he can like blend in with society, so that people just like don't look at his wolf eyes and immediately ask him to leave.
He's just one among us.
Yeah. All right. So Kathleen, you are not tasting. What is going on?
Well, I guess I'll just go ahead and announce it here. I am pregnant.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
So there is going to be another real deal Terrio in the world, right?
There
is what
will
you're
be.
Telling me?
Yes.
Awesome.
Yes,
that is fantastic.
Yes.
So for anybody who wondered, we are not excluding Kathleen.
No.
Right? This is not exclusion at all. We wanted to make sure. And also we wanted to figure out how long it would take Caleb to pay attention.
Took him the whole first hour.
Entire first hour of the show, but that's all right. Kathleen, congratulations.
Thank
We're
you.
Thrilled for you and Brett and that we wish you all the best.
Thank you.
As you go down, this will be your second. Your little boy is how old now?
He just turned 4.
4? Okay. I thought he was 4. Mm-hmm. I wasn't sure. So yeah, nice distance in ages there.
Yes. Hopefully
nice
so.
Nice distance
we'll
in
see.
Ages.
Ready or not, here we go.
Yeah, well, it's not like you have a choice now, right?
Nope. Here we go. I'm interested to see how many people listen to the show like that know me.
Yeah.
Because I haven't announced it. And I probably won't announce it on Facebook because
okay.
the whole rest of my life is on Facebook.
Well, then we'll announce it on Facebook for you. How's that?
No, please don't. So I'm waiting to see how many people are going to text me after hearing the show.
That's fun. Okay. So speaking of fun, the Orphan Barrel Rhetoric 22, Mr. Harmon, we're going to save you for last because this is your bottle. So I'm going to start with this one, which there's a flavor on the back I just can't place. But when I taste this, I definitely get leathery. I get deep, deep, deep oak, right? As you would expect out of something 22 years in a barrel, it's not overly proofed, so you don't get that cotton candy. You don't get the sweetness that you get with kind of that sweet spot in bourbon of, call it 15 to 20 years. You get a much more mature bourbon. To me, this is almost... It's not peaty by any stretch of the imagination, but it is an overly dignified bourbon when you taste it, to me. And it is truly something that is unique in the bottle. I can't place it with a lot of other things that I've had. It's not a huge caramel bomb for me, but it is just, it is so good. It is deep, complex, and the finish is really long on this one. So I'm curious, Caleb, as to where you land with this, because I know you'll come up with something quasi-poetic with regards to what it reminds you of.
Man, I'm still writing it down, but I get like almost an overly ripened plum when they're that deep purple where you're like, I don't know if I should eat it. It feels a little soft, you know? That I get dark.
Kathleen, so, that is funny. Okay, Caleb, keep going.
So
it's the best time to eat it.
Yeah, so I get dark plums, and then... Have you ever gone muscadines to like make your own wine or anything
sure.
else?
Yeah.
I get muscadine on this. And then the finish, it's black licorice and I'm still trying to place what else it is. The nose is very light. It's very appealing. It kind of invites you in, but I'm trying to figure out what it is on the end, the finish of this that I'm tasting.
Is it almost a burnt caramel? So when I say I didn't get real a caramel bomb, but I almost do get like that charred caramel. And
like the caramel chews, that when you leave them in your pocket too long and they all, it's hard to open the little wrapper.
I take it a step beyond that. Like,
or if you accidentally wash them.
If you are almost making like a creme brulee crust, yep. and you over torch and you don't get it golden,
you get it just deep brown.
Correct.
Okay. All right.
That's kind of what I'm getting. And I do get the licorice like you're talking about, but it's a soft licorice on it. It's not a hard licorice.
I think you're right. I think it would be like the burnt caramel, the not burnt, but the overdone, charred creme brulee topping. I think that's a really good way to put it. Good. Well done, sir.
Because, you know, your compliment means everything
it
to
does.
Me.
You're going
to
go home and just feel 5'3".
Yes. On a good day. On a good day. All right. Let's go to the corner. So, Sam, we'll start with you because you are the bourbon bully for this weekend next. Thoughts on this rhetoric 22-year-old from Orphan Barrel?
Yeah, such a departure from the first one. I mean, the first one, it was just so flat and just kind of just immature. This one has, you know, it has graduated from high school. It's experienced a little bit of life. It's been through some things. It has some stories to tell. It's had some heartbreak. It's got some depth to it. And you can get it all in there. I'm definitely getting that smoky oak. Definitely getting that charred oak from it. For me, it's reminiscent of some of the, what's that wood that was the hot thing for a little while that we got?
Amberana.
Like, Amberana, yeah. I'm getting a little bit of that Amberana.
Amberana.
I'm
not Amberana.
Well, I'm going to back that up with another word I can't say, which is reminiscent.
Which is Karen Crow?
Of cinnamon. Yeah, that. Yeah, so it's reminiscent of that. Not like a sweet cinnamon. But more of like the bitter, like which you would bake with, that type of thing. If you've ever like licked that while your mom was baking and then been like that type of
and how
that
you gotta say it. Yeah, there you go.
That type of dull cinnamon flavor. I'm getting that on the end of that. I'm not necessarily getting that creme brulee thing you guys are talking about. That I can kind of see that there, yeah. But it's not sweet. It's like a dull for me.
I get a little sweetness on the finish. It's a deep, 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 like it's not a sugary. It's almost more like a brown sugary kind of char to it. I mean, it's
brown.
It's really
sugar,
unique. It is, but it's got a very different flavor profile. Can you say profile?
I can say molasses.
Can you say llama, Sam?
Oh, man. So we actually got that rug and it is arguably llamas on the rug. Can everybody see what I'm pointing at on the radio?
Since this is a radio show,
oh,
Sam.
God, dude, that's not just llamas. Have you seen the llamas on YouTube? That's
okay.
Charlie,
we're gonna have to go back to the rabbit hole or come back from the rabbit hole real quickly.
You know, llamas come from the Yucatemi animal.
Yeah, we're not going down the Rene. Yeah. Okay, let's go to Walker. Walker, I'm curious, is this one better for you than the first offering that we had?
Oh yeah, it's 20 times better.
20 times better?
Yes.
Okay, so
I'd much rather drink this one.
I bet you would.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You notice now maybe you understand how Sam became the bourbon bully, because one of the perks of doing this with us, I promise you, we will drink lots of good whiskey throughout the days, weeks, months, years that this show is around. That is one thing that goes without saying. So appreciate. I'm glad that it's one that you can appreciate as somebody who doesn't drink a ton of whiskey. All right, Brian, Mr. Harmon, does this live up to your expectations as you brought this bottle here in the Top Secret Podcast Lair?
It lived up to my tamped down expectations. My expectations was going to be the 25 year, and that's what made me make the purchase in the first place, was chasing what I had tasted. The 25 year is going to remain on the high pedestal, but this did not disappoint. I just want to point out it is the same age as...
As Walker,
yeah. And I'm glad Walker likes it. And I just want to confirm, Sam, was that a positive review?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
good.
Yeah, Sam,
all right, very good.
Sam has given positive reviews.
Yeah.
He is the bourbon bully, but he does give positive reviews.
He does, yeah. I do say, it just hasn't happened while I was in the room. He's always kind of poo-pooed on him.
Well, at least we're not dealing with somebody calling, you know, a $200 bottle donkey whiskey.
Yeah,
or worse, a $400 bottle, because we did have that happen. We had a fantastic bottle. It was 140 proof, which was the problem. Technically, it was hazmat, because once you get to 140, It's got to have the hazardous label on it. So it was a hazmat proof, and someone did say it was donkey whiskey on the show, which we don't deal in on this show. A bunch of donkey whiskey. Yeah, I was kind of waiting on the finger from the corner. I thought we'd gone a little long in this segment. We'll come back. We will bring you more of Hour 2 of this week's episode of Implicit Bias, more stories from around the world, so we can solve the problems one weekly whiskey at a time.
This is Moon Griffon for Coin and Treasure, 2472 West Congress. You know, my buddy Louis Pizzolatto at Coin and Treasure is a truly great American businessman. If you're a coin collector, silver or gold bullion collector, Louis at Coin and Treasure will have something for you. Louis has over 40 years of experience in the coin business. Visit them at 2472 West Congress. Call them at 232-2573 or visit online at coinandtreasure.com. This is Moon Griffon. You can trust Coin and Treasure.
At Industrial Fabrication Services, we've been serving the oil, gas, agricultural, and refinery industries for 15 years. I'm owner Jonathan Broussard, and I've worked in fabrication and welding, covering a multitude of techniques, processes, and design for over 30 years. Our goal is to be personal and hands-on. Let Industrial Fabrication Services bring your project to life. Call us at 337-330-2326. Or find us at ifsllc.net. Industrial Fabrication Services.
Ailey's Angels is there to offer a helping hand when people suffer the devastating loss of a child. In 2023, that was more than 300 families in the Acadiana area. Offering compassionate, peer-to-peer support as well as financial assistance, Ailey's Angels is there to help. If you'd like to help this wonderful charitable organization, consider attending their annual casino night, May 4th in River Ranch. For more information, visit their website, aileysangels.org. That's AYLEESANGELS.org. How sweet it is. Gambino's Bakery of Lafayette can satisfy all of your bakery needs. Cakes, cookies, pastries, melt-in-your-mouth pedophores, wedding cakes, and of course, the original New Orleans Doberge cake. Family-owned and operated, let Gambino's Bakery take care of all your dessert needs for your family gathering, tailgate, holiday, or any special occasion. Visit with the baking professionals in Lafayette. Find what fits your taste. Enjoy the sweet life with Gambino's Bakery of Lafayette, 3802 Johnson Street. Call them at 337-406-9066 or online at gambinos.com.
Nobody likes to drive around in a grimy ride. Clean that car the Cajun way. Zydeco Ride and Shine Car Wash at 320 Willow and Cajun Car Wash at 510 Lafayette Street in Youngsville are there for you. Our facilities provide you with the best automatic car wash in the Acadiana area. Regulars get a bonus. Buy three washes at a location, get the fourth one free. Zydeco Ride and Shine and Cajun Car Wash, keeping Acadiana's rides clean since 2014.
Experience Acadiana's most exclusive steakhouse, Mr. Lester's at Cypress Bayou. Make your reservation today. Space is limited.
Back to Cypress Bayou Casino.
Take Highway 90 to the Baldwin exit.
Investments need protection. One of the best protections you can provide your vehicle is a ceramic coat on the paint. But who can afford that? You can. Jude Pelche at Pelche's Auto Detailing and Ceramic Coating can provide you with big city quality at a small town price. Jude is meticulous about making sure your car maintains its brand new appearance using the highest quality ceramic coating with handcrafted application. Pelche's Auto Detail and Ceramic Coating can deliver a one-of-a-kind, long-lasting look. Call Pelche's Auto Detailing and Ceramic Coating at 337-962-2849. That's Pelche's Auto Detailing, 337-962-2849.
Welcome back into Hour 2. Implicit Bias back on the air. And in Hour 2, we're brought to you by William S. Nacol Jewelers. 3802 Johnston Street. Go see Grant Galatas. Tell him you're looking for Big Abetta Diamonds for less, and he will absolutely take care of you. We are sampling the Orphan Barrel Rhetoric 22-year version here in the Top Secret Podcast Lair in Hour 2. We're going to play What Would You Pay around the Nelson Brothers classic a little bit later, but we're going to dive right into some topics because, man, some of these topics are just so much fun. Don't believe me when I tell you this was a great one. This comes actually from the Gateway Pundit was where I pulled this from, but this article was out there from multiple sources. A Texas district attorney found out firsthand that elections can go wrong. Now, this story actually came out March 7th. I do my best to delay some of these stories because, to me, this becomes a little more poignant with age. Harris County DA Kim Ogg went to the polls to vote for herself in a Democratic primary, only to be told, dun, dun, dun. Guess what? Can somebody tell me what she was told? Anybody here in the Top Secret Podcast Lair? Caleb?
You've already voted.
Well, how can you already vote? Voter fraud doesn't happen, because that would be voter fraud, wouldn't it?
It never happens. Believe me, trust the little man. Don't trust the little man of the government. Trust the little man of the government. I don't know.
Well, as we all know, what are the scariest nine words strung together in the English language?
I'll try. I'm from the government, or hi, I'm here to help, and I'm from the government.
I'm from the government, okay. And I'm here to help. Ronald Reagan, those are the scariest nine words you can ever hear in your life. Yes, because we would never think that voter fraud actually happens. But guess what? It did. Election officials went back into the records to learn that Ogg's, someone that she lived with, shares the same address, participated in early voting, and was cast in her name. So here's the really interesting part, because a lot of times when we think about voter fraud, we immediately go malicious. We immediately jump to, this was done on purpose. Someone stole this person's identity. They voted for them on purpose. We don't ever go to the people conducting the vote just making a mistake.
Just to recap, what position did this whole lady hold?
This was a district attorney.
And what is her party affiliation?
She is a Democrat.
Oh, she's got nothing to worry about.
So here's the interesting part, and here's what I want to think about. So you've got people running polls, correct? People are the ones sitting there. Go ahead, Caleb.
I was going to another direction with it, and I thought we were going to talk about things that weren't appropriate when you said polls, but I'm back on track now.
Yeah, no, we're not talking about brass polls. We are talking about voting polls. So let's say in an election, what you got, Kathleen?
But don't you have to, like, well, I know we do here. You have to sign, you have to check and make sure your name and something is right, and then you have to sign for it.
In the state of Louisiana.
Okay, that's just here.
Louisiana is actually relatively unique. Now, this is a primary, number one. This is not the actual election. But even in a primary in the state of Louisiana, to vote, you must produce a picture ID that says you are who you say you are.
Well, and then you have to sign in the book.
Correct.
You do.
That is not the case in every state, though.
That's why it's so silly to us to hear the national argument about voter ID and signature verification. It's like, that's all we've ever known.
Well, and look, for all the things that we fall short in, our elections are actually done very well here in Louisiana.
They are.
You know, we safeguard them very well. The people that manage the polls and everything else, what they're called.
Poll workers. That's what they're called, poll workers.
This is even better. Caleb, they work polls, man.
Yeah. But, like, it's a serious job here, and they take pride in it, right? So they go through, and they want to make sure. And look, if your address on your driver's license doesn't match the address where you registered to vote, you can't vote in Louisiana. In other states, that is not the case. And that's why for us here, we're like, what's the big deal?
So let's take this continued down a mathematic rabbit hole, because this is where my mind immediately goes. You have people who are working polls, and they work polls all day on election day. They don't get away from the poll, which means that what's probably going to happen? What do we do as human beings?
Make mistakes.
We make mistakes.
Yeah, it's normal.
So if you're working a poll for 100 people who come in to vote, say you make mistakes on 10% of them. I mean, that's probably a fair number and probably an acceptable number, which is exactly what happened here. Somebody puts it on the wrong line. The person actually doing the poll work messes it up. You get a 10% margin of error.
And look, 10% would be a lot. It's probably lower. But then you look here, when you go to vote, at least when I do,
I give one person my ID. They check the roster. They check the list. They go through. They hand my ID to another person. Another person confirms my information with that person. And then I have to confirm it again. So that's three or four people that are going through and touching the poll.
But again, that's state of Louisiana.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That only happens on polls in Louisiana. That doesn't happen in polls all around the country.
But why is that not across the board?
Oh, because other states get to run their own elections.
Yep.
And other
states answer, don't require the same level of poll touching that we do.
Sam, you want to chime in?
Caleb, do you tip your poll worker, or is that just in Caracrow?
I've never tipped my poll worker.
My understanding is that used to be in Caracrow, but it doesn't happen there anymore. That got shut down.
Yeah, the exchange of money at the polls is a bad idea all around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But let's go back to the mistake ratio. The mistake ratio that we are talking about, let's say that Louisiana is, to your point, Caleb, on the better end of mistakes. So call it 1% to 5%, where there might be a mistake in some way, shape, or form. Now go to a state where they don't require ID. They don't do triple validation check. They don't require all these different things. Now you might have a 15%. So that's why I say 10.
Well, and even 15%, if you double it, right? So let's say we have a 2 to 3% and they double it. Now you're realistically, you're not 6 or 7. You're going to be 10 or 12. So I could see that. I can.
So here's a really interesting number. Last presidential election, there were 156 million votes, roughly, that were cast. If there is a 10% margin of error, that's 15.6 million votes.
The entire state.
Anybody remember the margin of differential between the two candidates? And that's saying that there was only 10% with all the mail-in junk that came in, with all, I mean... And you could make the argument that this has happened in every election over time. That would be a fair argument. But man, with all the differential that we had in the last election that's never happened before, you set yourself up for larger margins of error when people are working polls that frequently.
The margin of victory, or the difference between, I think, to the two or three closest swing states was only 17,000 votes. I believe I'm correct there. Yeah, I want to say I read that recently.
There were, and the big swing states, I mean, it's the states that we know.
Georgia,
Arizona, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin. Those are the big, and I think Ohio was really, really close as well. Those six states.
Very few votes.
Very few votes deciding who got all the electoral votes. Caleb?
Sam, have you ever gone somewhere and worked the poll while you were swinging?
I've never been a poll worker. So aren't they called pollsters?
They could, no, pollsters are the people who actually go out and conduct polls and ask people who they voted for, ask people how much time we have left in this segment, which unfortunately, or maybe fortunately, we're getting the 1 minute finger from Walker in the corner, which we're going to take a break. Come back. We got two more segments, the Sam Stokes segment, when we come back, and a whole new set of stories right here on Implicit Bias.
Can't find an Uber or Lyft? Luxury Limo of Lafayette offers scheduled pickups and drop-offs and even airport transportation in style. Get dropped off and picked up in their luxurious 12-passenger Mercedes-Benz Sprinter with limo-style interior, or their Cadillac Escalade SUV. Reserve a sleek black town car for a night out with friends or dinner with your sweetheart. That's Luxury Limo of Lafayette, 565-4385, or luxurylimooflafayette.net. Spoil yourself to luxury with Luxury Limo of Lafayette.
Hey Acadiana, I'm Kathleen Terrio with Next Home Cutting Edge Realty. I know realtors seem to be on every corner, but the good ones aren't. I promise to give you top-notch customer service that includes honesty, availability, and professionalism. If you're looking for a realtor you can trust and is available during your most important purchase, call me, Kathleen, where the service goes beyond the closing day. For all your commercial needs, investment properties, or your next home, call Kathleen with Next Home Cutting Edge Realty, 337-412-1536. That's 337-412-1536.
412-1536 or find me on the web searching Kathleen Terrio Realtor.
Attention commercial real estate agents of Acadiana. Take your entire commercial real estate portfolio online with Matterport. I'm Lee Ritter with Ritter Consulting Engineers. Matterport interactive 3D models are revolutionizing commercial real estate. Manage day-to-day operations from anywhere. Accelerate time to market, reduce risk with remote training, and so much more. So give Ritter Consulting Engineers a call today. 337-984-8498 or visit RitterConsultingEngineers.com.
Let your pictures say more than 1,000 words with us at Nuvo Photo. I'm Danny Izzo. Me and my wife, Mona, will help you preserve all your memories and pictures. At Nuvo Photo, we'll create beautiful portraits of your family, high school, college graduates, and even your pets. We can also offer group pictures for schools, churches, sports, communions, and confirmations. Let our family create memories for yours. Nuvo Photo. Find us online at nuvophoto.com. That's NOUVEAUPHOTEAU.com. Or call us at 337-233-1094. Nuvo Photo, for photos that last a lifetime.
Rene Girard, Acadiana Certified Master Tobacconist. He owns Piper's Haven, 3916 West Congress Street. Piper's Haven is home to one of the biggest humidors you're ever going to find. Talk to me about how many cigars you've got.
Well, our humidor is 553 square feet, and we have probably close to 1,500 different cigars in the humidor.
It's an incredible amount of cigars.
It's a lot of cigars.
So if somebody is looking for a mild cigar, maybe something midline, I mean, they've
got... Or a full-bodied cigar.
They've got tons of choices humidor.
We can fix you up.
Absolutely, a Piper's Haven. And you also have Lambergers.
Lamberger lamps and scents and all the parts for it.
I love it. So it's going to smell good, whether it's cigars or whether it's pipes and pipe tobacco, everything, including the accessories, you've got it at Piper's Haven.
We got lighters and cutters and bears. Oh, my.
Piper's Haven is at 3916 West Congress Street between Gilbo Road and Adrian's. Ask him about the bears. Oh, my.
Drink Kacheri's Coffee, the official coffee of Implicit Bias. Available at La Creperie on Collie's Saloon, at the Rustic Renegade, Automotive Gear on Judson Walsh and Opelousas, and the Chill House, the dessert destination in Maurice. Kacheri's Coffee, the official coffee of Implicit Bias.
Welcome back to Hour 2. I'm Kevon Bordelon. This is Implicit Bias. We're brought to you in Hour 2 by William S. Nacol Jewelers. 3802 Johnson Street. Go see Grant Galatas. Tell him you're looking for bigger, better diamonds for less, and he will absolutely take care of you. Quick introduction to the crew here in the Top Secret Podcast Lair this week. To my left, Kathleen, the real deal. Terrio, Kathleen, are you having a good time on the show this week?
Even though I can't drink, I'm still having fun.
I was about to say, not partaking, which is just fine, but glad you're enjoying yourself, and hopefully you will chime in as we get to this next story, because Bert... And if you learn what that was from Hour 1, we got another one coming up. Did you remember what that was, Kathleen?
The conspiracy theory. Conspiracy something.
You're close. Conspiracy theorists are?
Correct.
Yes. Okay. Let's go across the table to Brian Harmon of Dupree Carrier Godshaw Insurance. So, Brian, it's a pleasure to have you back. And we actually got to talk in this segment, the penultimate segment, about something you got going on. You got something going on coming up, right? A great opportunity to raise money for a great cause.
That's right. April 22nd coming up. It is a Monday night. The Steaks and Stogies event being held in Washington, Louisiana. Steamboat Warehouse is holding the event. It is a benefit for Boy Scout Evangeline Council Boy Scouts. It's a good event for guys that are interested in, if they're listening to this show, I guarantee you it's an event for them.
I have been there. There are fantastic whiskeys at this event.
Good whiskeys on included in the purchase of the ticket. You also get a steak dinner and open bar. You get a few cigars as you walk through the door as well. It is again, steaks and stogies. Steak, stogies, and whiskeys would have been more appropriate.
Yeah, it sounds like a terrible night. I mean, steak, stogies, whiskey. I mean, it's fantastic. I've been.
Again, so. Anybody in the area, anybody interested, April 22nd, entry starts at 6 p.m.
6 a.m.?
So, not
wait,
6 a.m.
Wait, you're going to feed me steaks? Enough. You're going to feed me steaks, stogies, and whiskey from 6 a.m. on? No, 6 p.m., I'm sure.
It's 6 p.m., and look, I think I've been This is my third, fourth, maybe fifth year, and I love this event.
This is either the fourth or fifth year for the St. Andrew Parish event, and it's
fantastic. I've been there since the inception, and this is myself. We have such a good time. This is a great one to bring your wife to, your spouse to. If they're your spouse, they're probably Sam's girlfriend, so you should bring her for sure. And this is the first year at Steamboat, isn't it?
Yes, this will be the first time it's held at that event. And I'm excited. I think this is going to be the best year.
Well, I'm very excited about it because we've done it at the Equestrian Center before. I think you normally get 3 to 4 cigars out of the deal when you get up there.
When you walk through the door.
Yep,
that's correct.
Yep. Last year, y'all had wine and all as well. I'm looking forward to it. And I want you to know, I have an entrance planned.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. I don't. Having attended events with you, I don't doubt it.
You're coming.
I'm not sure. I've got to look at the calendar. Okay. It is a crazy April, May in the Bordelon household. It is absolutely insane.
What time should we expect that entrance?
Yes, this is what I'm scared of.
It's going to be fun. Just don't worry about it.
This may decide.
6:15-ish? I mean,
it'll be there. Like normally I get there early. I may not get there as early this time.
Okay.
But I used to I didn't fish. Well, I fished a little bit, but the Catabla right there is a wonderful little spot where you can get, you know, 5 eyeballs if you swim in it. So, but the Steamboat's a historic location that I plan on playing on that history.
There you go. It's a beautiful location. I intend to drink at least 2 glasses of whiskey out there and at least 2 cigars sitting there along the Catabla. So that's a good point. The venue alone is worth the price of admission.
Yeah,
I encourage anybody that is listening, April 22nd, please attend if you can. It's a great event for
how do you
cost.
Get tickets?
Tickets sold at the door. Okay. Yeah. So
just show up.
They will let you in as long as you have the card or cash. So is what I'm told.
I think you can pre-purchase tickets as well. If you're on the Acadian Bourbon Society, the link's been posted by multiple people.
Good point.
Yeah. And then I know I have flyers at the shop and everything else. We promote this heavily because, I mean, the Evangelical Council, phenomenal group of people, great cause.
Yeah.
And just a wonderful time.
They put on a good show. They supply a good menu of bourbons across the whole country with a little background on each bourbon. Open bar with price of purchase, and it's a good time. And it's one of my I've circled this on my calendar for after I attended the first year, the inaugural year of 2020. And it's just a good time. I really look forward to it.
I've been a few times. It is a fantastic event. Trust me. If you have the time, if you want to go, you can, as Caleb said, bring the wife. They'll do cocktails because they want to make sure that this is a couples event, not just a bunch of guys standing around trying to work elections.
That's
so,
right. And they also have other than steak, they'll have an alternative on the menu as well. In case the wife doesn't like the steaks.
No, shush. There's steak.
I'm with you
100%. Yeah. Steaks.
Plenty of steak. Plenty of steak.
Okay. Right woman eats steak too.
Medium rare, nothing more.
Sam, I'm gonna ask. This is the Sam Stokes segment of the Sam Stokes Show. Are you sure? Not that we don't want Walker, but we're making sure because you know what, we can split this, we can do this, and we can add a crew member to the show. It's not a bad deal. You sure you're taking off?
I think you're in good hands, man.
I know we're in good hands. It's. You're part of the crew. I mean, you're part of the family, dude.
I understand that. I understand.
We mess with you a lot. I know this, but it's because you're our pledge, right? They can't do that to our pledges. Only we can do that to our pledges.
And I'm disappointed I'm going to miss out on Caleb's pink pants at the Steaks and Stogies. That's going to be a disappointment. But I appreciate how just disinterested Walker is on all of your hijinks and humor. I think he's going to fit in very well. So I'm excited for you guys. I know the show is taking off, man. I mean, the show is blowing up and just bigger and bigger things to come.
We've had tons of fun doing it, and we're going to miss you.
Wait, so does that mean that on the one-year anniversary of you leaving, we have to go to Austin and do a show there to see how you are?
I mean, I guess you can do that.
Well, so let's give a shout-out to John Mode. Let's give a shout-out to John Mode because Sam has the entrance token to get back into a recording of any episode of Implicit Bias. He's got his whiskey challenge coin from the Dania Beach Bourbon Club and it's numbered. So from John Mode to Implicit Bias to Sam Stokes, you've got entry.
I do. I have a few of those actually. Actually, I gave one away. I gave one of John's challenge codes away. Challenge coins away. Yeah. So it was a cool, meaningful exchange. So I got to do that, but I do. I think I have a couple more, so we'll be good. I'm not going to give them to you.
Well, you're kind of obligated. Look, I'm going to say this: when you go to Austin, tell Joe Rogan he gets a coin. He can come here whenever he wants.
Yeah, sure. I'll get Elon Musk to bring me to Joe's house.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. There you go, Brian.
Sam, have you considered how many times while in Austin you're going to have to explain what Better Boot Production means?
Yeah, I think we'll be all right with that. Austin's a cool city where there's just so many people from so many different places that everybody's got a stupid state on their shirt anyway, so it doesn't really matter.
So
weird.
I'm sorry. Yeah,
keep Austin weird.
Well, exactly. Sam's going there, so it'll be right where it's supposed to be. All right, so it is time for the conspiracy theorists were right. Again. So, Caleb, you were here when Representative Higgins sat here in the Top Secret Podcast lair, did an interview with us. And one of the things that we mentioned and was said was, actually, it was two things. Number one, that there was evidence deleted when the Democrats left power in Congress, in the House of Representatives, that they deleted evidence from January 6th. That was one thing that was said. The other thing that was said was that President Trump did, in fact, request 10,000 National Guard troops to be in D.C. on that day. Well, we know what happened. The New York Times came out and basically claimed, oh, it's a conspiracy theorist. Oh, blah, 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 right? And then we had some other people jump on board. Well, the Federalist on thefederalist.com gave us, there's a C word that we're going to use here that's going to refer to exactly what happened. And people, no, it's not that C word. The C word is, the password is corroboration. The Federalist jumps in and goes neck deep. And I quote, former Representative Liz Cheney's January 6th committee suppressed evidence that President Donald Trump pushed for 10,000 National Guard troops to protect the nation's capital. A previously hidden transcript obtained by the Federalist shows. Man, we are getting that 1 minute finger in the corner, and it's not the finger I like. Safe to say, we're going to wrap this story up, put a bow on it real quick, and it's this. Shocker. It's a conspiracy, just not a theory. When we wrap up this week's episode of Implicit Bias.
Hey there, Louisiana. It's time to unlock your inner confidence and shine like never before. Visit Eon of Louisiana Body Contouring. Imagine sculpting your dream body with the latest, most advanced techniques. Kiss those stubborn inches goodbye. Eon's team of experts will make those curves pop and those problem areas disappear. Our treatments have no downtime and can be completed on your lunch break. Let your beauty and your confidence shine. Book your consultation now at eonoflouisiana.com. That's eonoflouisiana.com.
Results may vary. Consultation required.
At Industrial Fabrication Services, we've been serving the oil, gas, agricultural, and refinery industries for 15 years. I'm owner Jonathan Broussard, and I've worked in fabrication and welding, covering a multitude of techniques, processes, and design for over 30 years. Our goal is to be personal and hands-on. Let Industrial Fabrication Services bring your project to life. Call us at 337-330-2326. Or find us at ifsllc.net. Industrial Fabrication Services.
Drink Kacheri's Coffee, the official coffee of Implicit Bias. Available at La Creperie on Collie Saloon, at the Rustic Renegade, Automotive Gear on Judson Walsh and Opelousas, and the Chill House, the dessert destination in Maurice. Kacheri's Coffee, the official coffee of Implicit Bias.
Real estate agents in Acadiana, listen up. I'm Lee Ritter with Ritter Consulting Engineers. Matterport 3D virtual tours are revolutionizing the real estate industry. Matterport 3D tours give potential buyers an immersive 3D virtual experience with access to floor plans and accurate measurements, leading to more listings and more sales. So give Ritter Consulting Engineers a call today, 337-984-8498, or look us up on the web, RitterConsultingEngineers.com.
The government is full of red tape. If you're a veteran seeking the benefits you've earned and you deserve, you're probably tired of fighting the system. Access Medical Solutions can help. Access Medical, veteran benefits services locally owned and operated by Dr. Mark Freeman, a veteran himself with 30-plus years experience as a disability medical examiner. Let Access Medical Solutions complete an evaluation of new or increased benefit claims in person or via HIPAA-compliant telemedicine consult. Go to AccessMed.com to find out more. AXXESSmed.com. Axis Medical Solution. Veteran Benefits Services. We get result.
Men want to look like men. That means when it's time for a fresh cut, men go where men go. All American Barbering. Licensed barber Nick Duplishan and the staff at All American Barbering do it right. From old school haircuts to straight razor shaves to beard trim and shaping, even boys look like men after a cut from All American Barbering. A veteran-owned business, All American Barbering is located in Broussard at 807 Albertsons Parkway, Suite B. Schedule your appointment to look like a man at their website, allamericanbarbering.com. Remember, men, when you want to look like a man, go to Broussard. Go to All American Barbering.
Dupree Carrier Godshaw provides insurance locally as well as nationwide. A full-service agency, Dupree Carrier Godshaw can take care of all of your needs, from personal auto, home, or business, group health, life, or investment products. Dupree Carrier Godshaw is a growing business and is currently hiring. Email resumes to charlesl@dcgagency.com. For all of your insurance needs, call Dupree Carrier Godshaw at 337-948-8186 or visit dcgagency.com.
I'm going to have a lump there, you idiot. Who throws a shoe? Honestly.
Trong Mai Lan. Implicit Bias back on the air. The final segment of this week's episode of Hour 2. I'm your host, Kevon Bordelon. Hour 2 brought to you by William S. Nacol Jewelers, 3802 Johnson Street. And in the last segment, we are talking about Trong Mai Lan. Does anybody here in the TSPL catch that name? I see some heads nodding. I see some heads shaking. No. Walker, you know who Trong Mai Lan is, right?
No clue.
Bruh, you're killing me. Kathleen, who's Trong Mai Lan?
Well, it's in the article you sent, or she's in the article you sent.
Yes, she
it's
is in the article.
Just the way you
I
say
sent.
It.
Well, but,
I didn't
okay.
get the article, so.
Oh, okay. See, you should. Well, I'm going to include you. You do have an iPhone, right? You're not going to mess this up like Renee does and have an Android.
I have an iPhone.
Awesome. Yes, because that way we can send articles. It becomes much easier. Okay, so Kathleen, can you tell us what happened to Trong Mai Lan and why it happened to Trong Mai Lan?
So she's being sentenced to death because of fraud. Basically, I don't even know what the number is.
She is a 67-year-old Vietnamese property developer.
Yes.
Who was sentenced to death because of more than $44 billion in fraud in Vietnam.
But she owns 93% of the bank that is doing all the investments for her real estate.
But so, okay, there's derivatives and then there's
correct.
Hiding
but
money and there's money laundering. If you add it all up.
It's like 93%. She said that one person's only supposed to own no more than 5%.
Well, again, there you go. Caleb, you want to chime in on this?
Yeah, so she owns roughly 90% of the bank and holds 93% of the debt of the bank.
There you go, yeah.
And look, if I lived in a communist economy or a communist government and I could leverage everything against and be a have instead of a have not and totally go against all my morals, then... Well, that sounds a lot like what she did.
That sounds a lot like what, I hate to say it, sounds a lot like what a lot of the finance entities in the U.S. do.
You can own so much, manipulate a bunch, and then work behind closed doors and no one's supposed to catch it?
Does GameStop mean anything to anyone?
Oh,
Robinhood?
Don't short me like that.
Robinhood? I mean, remember what happened with Robinhood? So the reason
they stopped all trading of GameStop.
They did.
No, they didn't stop all trading. They only stopped the ability to buy GameStop. Remember, a lot of people were shorting GameStop. They were selling shares that they didn't have to drive the price down. So they drove the price way down until just individual buyers started buying GameStop on Robinhood. And they kept buying and buying, which drove the price way past what those people who were shorting GameStop could afford to buy it back at in order to sell it. In other words, those people who were shorting were going to lose billions of dollars. And then what happened? The organization that was tied in and had shorted a lot of GameStop emailed the people at Robinhood who were tied to them and giving them their funding, manipulated it so they could only sell GameStop, not buy any more, and drove the price of GameStop back down through the floor. And they did it like literally overnight. Just they flipped a switch and said, oh, can't buy it anymore. It sounds an awful lot like some of the things going on here. It's insider trading. Do we think that in the United States, if insider trading was punishable by death, we might have a fewer people insider trading? Mr. Harmon?
I know for certain we wouldn't have such longevity in Congress.
Yeah, they wouldn't go there worth a couple $100,000 and walk out worth $44 million 6 years later when they make nothing and own no business. I absolutely agree. So some things we have to do for some housekeeping before the end of this week's show. We actually have to play What Would You Pay with this Nelson Brothers classic whiskey. So I'm curious as to here in the Top Secret Podcast Lair, what would you pay? I already have the What Would You Pay championship belt chain presented by Luxury Limo of Lafayette on the table, Sam. So I appreciate you getting up and taking a look at it. Caleb, what would you pay?
$40.
$40. All right, Mr. Harmon, what would you pay?
I know I need to be different from Caleb, but 40 bucks. I'm gonna say $45.
You're going to say 45? All right. So, Sam, what would you pay? And Walker, trust me, you're going to get involved in this game.
$300. This is a classic $30 bottle of whiskey for me.
And take a guess who wins the What Would You Pay championship belt chain, $32.96. Sam wins it. Yeah, so here's the really interesting part about this bottle of whiskey, right? The What Would You Pay championship belt chain, at $32, it almost changes your opinion of would you buy it or would you not buy it, because you just don't find $32 bottles of whiskey anymore.
It shouldn't. I don't have a microphone right now.
There we go.
It shouldn't change your opinion.
It shouldn't.
No, it shouldn't.
But it almost does. Doesn't it?
No.
The price point is spot on with Woodford Reserve, which brought me into the whole
whiskey.
The whole whiskey.
Had a lot of weekly whiskey here. Yeah, that's all right.
Yep. This is our two, isn't it?
It is. It's always okay. More fun.
The price point, I don't want to discourage anybody that is thinking about getting into whiskey and wanting to try more and more and more. This is one I would definitely put on the list, okay? I mean, spend the money, $32, $35, wherever you can find it. It's definitely worth trying. It made me, just like Woodford Reserve did, it made me realize I enjoy whiskey. I can drink this stuff. I don't have to mix it with the Cokes and all the other things you learn as a young man, and you really learn to appreciate the spirit itself. Try this. Don't listen to the yellow designation we all gave it, but this is definitely worth your time. Try it once. Learn to appreciate things that taste like this. That's what I want
to
see.
This is a great gateway bottle to me to get people into starting to like more and more and more whiskey.
At that price range, it's worth everything in that price range is worth trying, because you're just going to learn and you're going to develop your own palate, right? At the wedding I was at this weekend, I sat down and talked to four gentlemen who love bourbons but refused to spend more than $50. And we had discussions and we're like, look, try this, try this. He's like, I've never heard of that. There are so many options. And we've had some, like, look, Idle Hands and all the other ones we've had.
Yeah, really nice.
And it's learning to just go outside of that wheelhouse. And we run into that with things that we taste, because there are bourbons and ryes and all this other stuff that we partake of that I would never buy.
So I'm really curious as we go back to our story. Nobody's going to be sentenced to death here on implicit bias for fraudulent to the tune of $44 billion, right? But if we do that in the U.S., we might have a better place. And I have a hard time with it as a Catholic, because I'm like, yeah, we should just throw you in prison for life. Take all your stuff. That's probably more of a punishment for you than taking you out. I mean, literally, somebody who values money that much, they're putting their desires in the wrong places.
Well, and she got sentenced to death. Her husband got 20 years. Her niece got 17 years. This is a family affair. So when you look at all that's going across this board with it, there's a lot of people drinking from the cup.
It's all about the bloodline in this one. Kathleen, you want to chime in?
Did you see how many people were summoned to testify? 2,700 people.
That's a long trial.
Yeah.
That is a very long trial.
And 200 lawyers involved.
And you know who made the most money out of all this?
The attorneys.
Yes.
Those poor jurors.
As they always do.
Yeah.
2,700.
Isn't this? Oh, I'm sorry. Isn't this consistent with what we know about communist regimes, though? Because often the communists come to power, and the way that they make money is they go after the elites in the country, and they accuse them of political crimes, and then take the money from them. We've seen that with just over and over again. So that seems to be, it's consistent with what's happening here.
No, it absolutely is. We've got to wrap up the show. Don't forget, find our Facebook page at Implicit Bias Radio, our Instagram. We'll put the posts out. Go like our X or Twitter page, and we're going to give away 2 tickets to Summer Supper at Mr. Lester Steakhouse June 21st. Catch all of your Implicit Bias on podcast or our YouTube channel, and come back next week right here, News Talk 96.5 KPI.
Implicit Bias is produced by and copyright of Pipe Dream Entertainment, LLC.
This program has been paid for by Pipe Dream Entertainment.
You're listening to News Talk 96.5, KPEL, Brobridge, Lafayette, a Town Square media station.